Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jay Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Power reaches second base with a double. Green moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Charles steals second. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alozic for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Tardabul reaches second base with a double. Causey scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Batty and he is out, Allen applying the tag. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Alozic trying to get to home. Power throws to Batty who tags Alozic for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Batty for the out. Hall moves to third. Allison moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. Allison tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Charles reaches second base with a double. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alozic bunts towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alozic for the out. Charles moves to third. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-2 in the game. Wickersham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Tardabul moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tardabul tags and scores. Lump tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Jim Perry. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cimoli hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. John Wyatt now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.